This program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You can hear a little bit of a in the throat, but, you know, hey, come on. It's, you know, New Year's week, and it was cold and everything else, and it was, what, 13 degrees, and Justin's working aboard, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, probably a lot more than me. Morning, Justin. And so we're ready to attack this show. You know, but first of all, it's sports show season, and I mean that really quick here. We got next weekend, we have the boat show that's at Stevens Convention Center from the 8th to the 12th. The Tinley Park Outdoor Show is from the 10th to the 12th at the Tinley Park Convention Center. That's the Tinley Park Travel Outdoor Show. Then we have the Muskie Expo the week after that. Then we have the Chicagoland Fishing Expo in Schaumburg. That's the really big, big shoe, as they say, the big shoe. We got a huge boot there. Lots of activities, lots of stuff going on there. Let's not pass that up. And then we get into the All Canada Show. The All Canada to the... Never mind. But we have a great lineup for sports shows coming up. We're going to be at all of them. Trust me, we're going to be at all of them to be out there. But remember to tell your friends to listen to us on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on here on ESPN, or you can listen to the podcast on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Click on the word podcast, and guess what? Boop, it's running. That way, you don't have to be up as early as Justin and I. But we like it when you're up as early as us, because we get to talk to you and you get to talk to us. All right? But I tell you what, we've done that. We got a full jam-packed show. And on today's show, I mean, it's jam-packed. We've got coming on Clyde Sena from the Tinley Park Show. We have Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. I just realized I spelled his name wrong. Okay, Tim. And then we have Darren Enville from the Chicago Boat Show that's going to be at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center this year. And then the Aiden Fisher Report after that. So lots of stuff's going on. Tell you what, you know what? That one magazine, Midwest Outdoors, that's the one outdoor magazine in all that are helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters that you and I fish close to home. That's really, I'm telling you, it's great. Then they have the special waters that we travel to downstate, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Canada. They have things about those waters. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You want to learn from local and regional experts? Look at monthly marked maps. There's only one spot. Full access to Midwest Outdoors full digital edition, and get the magazine delivered to your house. Can't go wrong. Go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, just like it's a fairy tale for all the fun boots to come to and have a good time at. Right, Clyde?
Absolutely, Chauncey. You got it right. And this year's show is bigger and better than it was last year.
Oh, is it? Good. Glad to hear that. The show is being done at the Tinley Park Convention Center, correct?
That's correct.
Which is pretty easy to find, if you ask me, because it's
I-80 and Harlem Avenue.
Why did I say Halt? Harlem Avenue.
West corner of that intersection of highways.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very easy to locate, very easy. And believe me, Chauncey, parking galore, and it's all free. So no problems with any of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's an important thing because, you know, it's a huge parking lot in front of it. There's all kinds of, you know, room to move around. But in the show, you have a lot of activity going on this year. You've got, some lodges that are there. You've got people that are making lures and rods. And what else you got going on?
Well, we've got manufacturers from sporting goods and sporting equipment, but we feature some things again, really for the family, so that the whole family can come to enjoy it, just not the outdoor sportsmen. We're going to have the balloon twister and face painter, and hey, we got the tall fisherman. The tallest fisherman in the Tinley Park Convention Center is going to be there.
Are we talking about
10 feet tall.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. And he'll be handing out things for the kids and showing them some things that they probably haven't seen. And it's going to be a fun event as mm-hmm. well. And,
okay.
In addition to that, Chauncey, we've got some... caricature artist that's going to give some people some real souvenirs to take home free as to how they look at our show.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you got a really interesting seminar lineup. You got 10 guys coming to do seminars, and of the 10 guys, 8 of them have been on my radio show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Holy macaroni.
Yeah, we got Cup Chow. Yeah, we got Cup Chow, O'Neill, Mike Norris, Wisconsin. This guy's fantastic. Don't miss this guy's seminars. Pat Harrison, Johnny Wilkins, Mike Melandic, Kenny Husker O'Malley, Krista Tarasano, and Keith Cortopassi. I mean, literally, you've got, 8 of the 10 have been on my show, so it'll be like family reunion there. But,
That's right, And Norris, of course, is one of the Hall of Famers, as well as Millerick. They put on a great seminar, and seminars run every hour. Every single hour, there's a new seminar going on a new subject matter, and these guys are really great.
Yeah, and then you've got, Gina Motorsports coming. You've got a number of different other areas. But one of the nice things about the Tinley Show is, yes, you see the manufacturers of different, rods and reels that are there and stuff. But there's also what I like to call the homegrown manufacturer. The men and women that make the lures or the jigs or paint them or do this as, because they love the outdoors and they make a nice product. But this is the only show you're going to see them at. And those are those secret lures that catch more fish than your buddy does.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. One of our exhibitors there, Frank Knight, I mean, he has the most wild assortment of jigs and baits for panfish. And they catch them. Believe me, they catch them, and it's all homemade. It's all homemade stuff. So, we really appreciate the public's attendance.
Oh God, yes, that's always good too. There, and then I know you're gonna. Are you gonna have that fishing pond again?
Are you kidding, Chauncey? Yeah, we don't miss that kid's fishing pond and them trout. Listen, kids. The trout are so hungry they will jump right out into your lap. But they're coming again this year, and you better be ready for them because they're big and they're hungry.
And and I got to tell you, even I know we all want to go to a sports show and catch a fish. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've gone caught a fish, but I like to watch the faces of those kids when that trout grabs onto that little hook and jumps into the air. I mean, you could just sit there all day and watch that and just laugh.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a, it's a memory they don't forget. And, you know, when they learn young, Chauncey, when they learn young, and that's why the parents are so important about even taking them to little ponds in the forest preserve with a little cork bobber and catch a little panfish. I mean, that's where they get the incentive and the tradition to go fishing.
Okay, and I know you got, for the little kids, you got a kids balloonist, you got face painting going on. You've got that one game that's it's a virtual reality where you stand there and you hold a rod and you're fighting a fish on a TV screen.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, and then you have casting contests going on. I mean, that's just the fun activities. But, you know, that's so when you bring your kids, your grandkids, and you know what? If you're bringing your kid, find out about his friends. Maybe you load up all the friends, his friends into the car and take a ride out to the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, because this way they'll maybe pick up the sport of fishing, and we started a whole new generation of kids planning trips and going fishing to a local pond and then to a river and then to a Lake Michigan and then going to Canada or Wisconsin. We could be starting a whole new generation, Clyde.
We're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So pack up the cars, guys, and come on down and see what we've got.
Yeah, I know. A three-day pass is $20 and $14 for seniors and veterans. It's a three-day
pass. Exactly.
But, I mean, you can a normal ticket, its admission is $10 one day for an adult, $8 for a senior like me, and veterans also, $5 for kids ages 7 to 12, $5. Come on. All right. You know, let the kids come out. You know, load up the car with the kids. All right.
Yeah.
And then kids six and under are free.
If they're under 12, they'll be welcome.
Oh, yeah. And kids under six are free, which, you know, when you watch that six-year-old, he just wide-eyed walking around. And it's so much fun. And you can also buy tickets online. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. You can go online through www.tinleyfishexpo.com and order your advance tickets and pick them up at Wilco.
Okay, and what are the hours for the show? This is Friday, Saturday, and
Friday,
Sunday.
It's 9 to 6. On Saturday, it's 9 to 6. And on Sunday, it's 9 to 4.
Okay, 9-6, 9-6, 9-4. That's the 10th, 11th, and 12th. Be there, the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo. We'll be there, as well as a cast of thousands. All right, Clyde, thanks. Thanks for coming on.
Right, thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
The Tinley Park Fishing Expo returns January 10th. Twice the size, twice the exhibitors, twice the fun. Eat shore lunch, fish the trout pond. Learn from Midwest pros and guides and catch live music performances. Kids will have a blast at Kids Corner with magic shows and activities while you shop gear and vacations from premier tackle sellers, resorts, and guides. The Tinley Park Fishing Expo, a new kind of outdoor show. January 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
Hello, fishermen. This is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. I will be at my booth 507 at the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo. It runs January 10th through the 12th at the Tinley Park Convention Center. For you to sign up for your next salmon fishing adventure, catch those spring coho, summer kings, steelhead, and fall massive trout. For more information, please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 or go to my website at diamondghostcharters.com.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it! On the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Boygan for the trophy fight. Will I catch a perch? Hey, I guess so. I got.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Yes, it's after the first of the year when we're all sitting around a table watching football or eating too much again and stuff like that, but it's the first Saturday of the month, which means the one, the only, the all-knowledgeable soothsayer of knowledge of the great outdoors, Mr. Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County is on. Hi, Tim.
Good morning, sir. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, my friend. Yeah, so what is kicking in our favorite backyard, the Cook County Forest Preserves?
Well, we're still out there regardless of the snow. I know it's traditional, well, it should be traditional wintertime here, but we're still offering hikes. We're still offering scavenger hunts and things to entice you and the families and communities that come explore in the preserves and mm-hmm. check out what's going on. So I mentioned, you know, quite often that we, you know, once the winter time, late fall, winter, we tend to pull back on the large scale special events and we focus more on the smaller events. So you're going to still get all those intimate things going on. Things like, you know, we could be doing a woodworking with invasives at various locations. It looks like Trailside Museum is actually offering a family scavenger hunt and hike. So that's kind of fun, especially to check out the topography of that area. I know it sounds weird seeing that, but Chauncey, I mean, I think you know a little bit about the ruins over there and, you know, from the indigenous site. So it's a really, really great site if you haven't checked it out before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. It's one of the cool places to go.
For sure. For sure. A lot of winter breakout adventures, you know, on Saturdays. I think there's one at Thatcher. We have another one coming up at Dan Ryan Woods on the southeast side of the city, in a portion of the county. And then, of course, we always celebrate Martin Luther King Day. So it's a day of service. And similar to other notable holidays throughout the year, we offer that countywide day of. So just because you live on the southwest side of the county doesn't mean you have to drive all the way up to the far northwest side.
Mm-hmm.
Check out probably like a Sagawa or a Little Red Squash or somewhere within your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. You know, on Sunday the 5th, you've got a thing going on at Sand Ridge called Restoration Sunday. Sounds like a song. So, it's a Restoration Sunday. Gotta bop your head when you're singing it. And
oh, it's fantastic. And your audience probably knows at least that theme and what that's based on. So,
that's right.
So it's good. Yeah, it's a 20-year-old, and I'm like, I have no idea what Manic Monday is. So restoration is a big time for us during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that much easier with the climate. You can handle it a little bit better. So if you're driving by one of the forest preserves and you happen to see a little bit of smoke or you're smelling something and it smells really good, it's typically a controlled burn that's going on, you know, either provided by some of our site stewards or one of the nature centers. We're all certified for it. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have these things called the winter walks, and you mentioned that earlier. It's not snowshoeing. It's not ice, you know, cross country thing. It's just a walk in the woods, right?
That's all it is. It's just getting out there to explore. I know it's a little chilly, right? We get it. Mm-hmm. Chicago area during the wintertime. But, you know, these are 30-minute long. You go out there, get some nice fresh air, you know, kind of get in tune with nature again. Everyone's going to feel better the day after. And again, of course, you're going to see owls, or you're going to see certain species during the other seasons of the year. But in the wintertime, it's kind of looking around and identifying what's around, what's hibernating.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just getting out there. And it's one of these things I tell my kids all the time. Is, Dad, we've already been there. I know, but you haven't been there during this season.
Yeah.
Go on out there and take a look. Create those memories. Create those smells. Mm-hmm. Right? It's something that's going to hit it on the mark for you. You really want to do that.
Oh, God, yes.
Are you a landscaper by chance? Do you like kind of the native sides of it all?
Everything that grows outside my house is native Illinois plants.
All right. So.
So I'm a geek.
Good. Well, if you ever want to brush up on this, or you just want to learn the basics, on Tuesday the 21st, and folks, you can be in anywhere, any part of this world, and you could actually join this because it's done virtually. But there's going to be a native landscape design workshop where you learn the basics of designing with native plants. And why is that important in the wintertime? Because you have to prepare yourself for spring when you decide to start doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be on Tuesday the 21st.
That's cool. Hey, you know, one of the things with, there's a lot of moms or dads or, you know, aunts, uncles, whoever, that's taking care of the little bitty kids in the house. And I'm talking, 2 to 5 year olds. There are some really cool programs. There's We Wonder Snowflakes, learn about nature through sensory experiences and art at the Sand Ridge Nature Center. Little Red Schoolhouse says, I am a scientist. Well, you know, I tried that too, and it only blew up. But, the kids
only
can,
have to blow up once to not know.
the kids can learn how to do things and learn about the nature and mammals. And there's so many programs in the forest preserves. You need to go look at the events section of the fpdcc.com. If you got some little kids that you want to get out of the house or they're not driving you crazy and then stop at Mickey D's or something to get them a hamburger, they'll be happier than anything, tiny Tiny Todd Adventures, another one that's going on.
Every Dan and Ryan, yep, yeah. It's a really good one. Well, that's a great site as well, because of the Nature Play site that's dedicated to that area.
Mm-hmm.
Dan and Ryan's gorgeous. So, so nice. And if we ever get snow, maybe stop by Sagawa. Go on the cross-country skiing. There's courses out there. They teach you them. You can rent them. I'd be remiss not to say this. This gentleman has just retired after 59 and a half years at Sagawa Environmental Learning Center, Mike Conrath.
Mm-hmm.
Just a gem of a guy, and extremely intelligent, bright, perceptive. We're going to miss him. He's going to be sorely, sorely missed. So if you ever enjoyed any program in and around Sagawa for the better part of 50 years, Mike probably had something to do with it. So, Mike, mm-hmm. good luck with the future.
Oh, yeah. And he's really one of the cherished people in the forest preserves.
Absolutely. You absolutely. Know. But, yeah. And then, we've got Walk in the Woods on the 25th. Wait, the 25th. What am I? Oh, that's right. We're coming out by you, aren't we, for mm-hmm. the outdoor show.
Yes. We got the big Schaumburg Chicagoland Fishing Expo that's going on at the later part in January here. It's going to be we have the Forest Preserve there. We have all kinds of other strange things going on at my booth. But that's the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. And on the weekend, Friday, 24, 25, and 26, Forest Preserve people will be in my booth to talk to people about all the cool stuff that they're bringing and the touchy-feely neat things like that,
100%. If you see the guys at fisheries in a different booth, just avoid them, okay?
Yeah,
letting everybody know.
They get a little weird.
Especially that Mr. Silic guy. Who is he? That'd be fun. I know my team and Crabtree Nature Center is going to have a day.
Mm-hmm.
Trail is going to have a day. We'll have some campgrounds folks there, so we can talk to you a little bit about everything forest preserves related.
Here's a cool one that I want to make sure people see. It's called Bird Painting Workshop, a step-by-step Cooper's Hawk. At Trailside Museum on the 17th, starts at 9:30 in the morning. I know if you're, working another job and stuff, but I mean, if you've got the time, if you're retired or not or whatever, but you can sketch and paint a 9x12 canvas of a Cooper's Hawk with acrylics. You got to register for this, but you know what? They're going to help you do this. It's not just like, here's the paint, go at it. No, 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 no.
Correct.
They're going to help you. And that's a couple of the things I always wanted to learn how to do is, A, carve a decoy that looks like a decoy nicely, and I want to learn how to paint. I want to paint animals, birds, deer, all kinds of, you know, outdoor scenes. I want that image to come out on. If I could do that, that would be so cool. That would really be cool.
And so I'm glad you brought that up because, I mean, that's the perfect winter time. You're going to see workshops like this where, yes, maybe you don't have much experience or you have a lot of experience. Who knows? But still the opportunity to get out there and do this in a setting that's, I mean, we're not going to be outdoors, of course. Folks are going to be indoors, but you could take the, you know, a 10, 15-minute walk around that specific site, take something in mentally and come back and paint it. You can do it step-by-step, as you mentioned. You're going to see that pop up in various parts of the county for the next 2 months.
Yeah. And, hey, how can you not go out to Trailside Museum on the 18th of January for the Bird and Bagel Bird Walk, where you could watch birds at a feeder while having a bagel with cream cheese and, you know, bring your own salmon.
Oh, yeah. Who can bring some lox and some capers?
Yeah, yeah, bring your lox and capers, and I'll be happy there watching out the window.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Oh, when it's bird watching during the wintertime, it's gorgeous.
It is.
Such a great opportunity. The Crabtree is a great spot for it as well, just because of not large windows. If you haven't been to River Trail, the River Room, which overlooks, I guess, really it would be the Des Plaines River, but the west end of it. No, east end, excuse me. It's gorgeous. There's plenty of opportunities just to get out and don't be cooped up in your house. Go out and explore.
Yeah. Even if we don't have snow, there are so many programs with, you know, the Forest Preserve, hikes for little teeny tot kids. Put the rubber booties on the kid, let them walk down the trail, and they'll have so much fun walking through the mud or splashing in the water. Ah, yeah, love it. And just there's so many neat things, and then the painting and the education and just, you know, relaxing in our own backyard. You can't go wrong with it, can you?
No, it's pretty well said, as always.
Yeah.
That's a nice tagline. I think we should probably
use it.
You signed up for that.
Yeah.
Use it. You got it.
Use it. All right. If somebody wants to get a hold of more information, what's the best way, Timmy, we can do it?
Sure. Go to fpdcc.com and click on events. Otherwise, the brochures are available at all events, if you already know about one of them, or at any of the nature centers.
And we'll have probably those brochures at the Schaumburg Show, too.
Absolutely, with a few other goodies.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Tim, thanks so much. And once again, looking forward to this year of learning about the forest preserves every week, every month on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
I always love it, buddy. Take care of yourself.
You too. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Come discover what's new at the Discover Boating Chicago Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. From our new home at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, explore hundreds of boats, cruisers, deck boats, pontoons, fishing boats, wake boats, personal watercraft, to the latest gear and tech. Bring your whole crew for a day of boating vibes and summer chill with more boats and brands and unbeatable deals. There's no better place to discover boating at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, happening now through Sunday. ChicagoBoatShow.com.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 17th through the 19th. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out at the stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the really big ones. Lodges that specialize in muskie fishing, fishing boats, free parking, and more. For more information and ticket specials, go to muskieexpo.com and stop by and see me. I'll be at the show.
Hello, fishermen. This is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. I will be at my booth 507 at the Tinley Park Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo. It runs January 10th through the 12th. At the Tinley Park Convention Center for you to sign up for your next salmon fishing adventure. Catch those spring coho, summer kings, steelhead, and fall massive trout. For more information, please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 or go to my website at diamondghostcharters.com.
The Tinley Park Fishing Expo returns January 10th. Twice the size, twice the exhibitors, twice the fun. Eat shore lunch, fish the trout pond. Learn from Midwest pros and guides and catch live music performances. Kids will have a blast at Kids Corner with magic shows and activities while you shop gear and vacations from premier tackle sellers, resorts, and guides. The Tinley Park Fishing Expo, a new kind of outdoor show. January 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Shatchewalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a...
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And let me tell you, I'm pretty excited about our next guest here because you've all heard the ads, you've seen them on TV, you've seen them here, there. You've heard them on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We started last week and everything else. It's called the Chicago Boat Show. Come to the boat show, boat show. And on the phone with me is Darren Enville. Darren, congratulations on bringing some life back to the Chicago Boat Show.
Thank you, Chauncey. Thank you for having me on the air, too. Yeah, we're really excited about specifically what you're talking about is the new location. The Chicago Boat Show this year will be at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's pumping a lot of excitement into the, literally, the boating market. I mean, people are excited about the boat show being, you know, not downtown Chicago, McCormick Place, you know, easy parking there and stuff like that. And then, it's, you know, you walk through the Habit Trail to get to the show, or depending on where you're parking, you can walk across the street. But there's going to be so much there that I think people are going to enjoy the show again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, first off, the stars of the shows will be there. This year we'll have more boats on display January through the 12th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
There's more boats, greater square footage that we contracted last year. So we're very excited, Chauncey, of the show. And it's specifically what you're talking about at the location with the entertainment district connected to the convention center. You know, people can park their vehicles at the parking ramp and take the Skyway system to the facility and, mm-hmm. and be right at the convention center and all the wonderful entertainment that is around that facility. It's just, we're very, very, very excited. And it's, you know, for us to create a nice family event for people to enjoy the boat show.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, there's a little bit of variety, as I've been able to pick up on the information that I've been getting from the boat show, the National Marine Manufacturers Association. I mean, different manufacturers, Freedom Boat Club, marinas, people selling, if you have a, you know, what do you call it, a cottage someplace with, and you're looking for a new dock and different things like that are there. There's some resorts. There's some, I mean, almost anything you're looking for besides a boat, you can find something there.
Exactly, Chauncey. I mean, it's something for everybody at the show. You know, the stars of the show are the boats. You know, we have everything from a stand-up paddle board to kayaks, pontoons, wake boats, fishing boats, cruisers, you know, everything as far as that goes, and also the boat docks and lifts, and the accessories. You know, we have all the electronic companies there showing the latest and greatest technology that they have. There's apparel. So even if you're not looking at for a specific new boat, but you're looking to maybe get some new gear or accessories, we do have it at the Chicago Boat Show.
Mm-hmm. And something that you also have that I think a lot of people don't realize, you're just not setting up a show and saying, okay, come on and look at our boats. Look at that. That's a pretty boat. You're not just saying that. You're saying, hey, we've got this thing called Discover Boating. And we want to show you, you know, how you can enjoy boating through, looking at, loans and prices, a buyer's guide, ownership operations. There's a lot of different things that Discover Boating is going to help you with making a decision to get in the boating.
It has everything you want, Discover Boating, to answer your questions on how to get on the water. Bouncy, you know, specifically, like you talk about, is trying to determine which boat fits the best for you and your family. Once you make that decision, after you're shopping for all the boats, there's information on how you want to take a loan out for it to finance it, because boating is affordable and a great way to spend time with family, as well as what you're talking about, too, is finding a place where you can use your boat on the water, get on the water. It just has a lot of information on how to get on the water and people, just supportive ways for you. So I would recommend people, just like you say, you know, not only visiting the ChicagoBoatShow.com, but also Discover Boating.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of great information.
Oh, God, yes. And, you know, some of the things I think people don't think about is when you're looking to buy a boat, and when you're talking to the people, whether you're looking for a cruiser, my one daughter who lives in Michigan, you know, they got a big old Carver. It's like a second house. I mean, it's huge. But I mean, it's made for, you know, big water, stuff, but that doesn't mean that your Lunds or your Alumacrafts and different things like that, or your fishing boats, your Skeeters and your Yamahas are not. I mean, those are also fishing boats, whether they're bass boats or a walleye type, we call them fishing boats. These are the things that, you know, to look at. And a smart person that you're talking to in these boots are going to say, okay, you're looking at this boat. Where are you going to put it? Well, we're going to put it in my garage. How deep is your garage? Oh, it's X feet. Well, the boat sticks out about 2 feet beyond that with the front of the trailer, the tongue of it. Oh, now here, let's look at this trailer. You can take it and have a little swing implement put on the front of that, and that takes that 2.5 feet off the front. And it's like, oh, so it does fit in your garage. Yes, it does. And this is where you can see that at a boat show and get that feel by talking to somebody of knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, you get all the information on the latest and greatest technologies, you know, what fits, you know, the storage locker, the bait wells, just everything that you can think of on the boat. You know, the manufacturers are there to answer your questions at the 5-day event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful. It also, you know, like you talk about, is, you know, trying to figure out the best boat for you and your family and where you're going to use it.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, yes. You know, I use my daughter as an example, because when she told me that they were buying this boat, I almost had a heart attack myself. I go, you're not asking Dad for anything? No? Okay, that's good. But, you know, something like that, it's almost a second home on the water, which is great. And you don't have the worry about the roof leaking or the land or the property taxes, et cetera, wherever you're doing this, or cutting the lawn in front of the building. But on the same aspect, when you look at recreational boating, and I'm talking about the 16, 18s, the
as I mentioned, is a variety of the different names that you, people would say, think about going fishing with.
Yeah.
Those are trailable boats, and those boats open your idea of boating to a longer season. Because I know of people today that are jumping in their car, hooking up the boat, and they're running down to southern Illinois. They're running down to Tennessee. They're running out to the Ozark, and they're using their boats in these areas. And if, you know, if we don't have winter up here, hey, you could throw it in the Channel Lakes again and go fishing.
It's just all endless. It is. There's so many options with it when you have a, you know, whether it's a trailable boat or, you know, if you do decide to go up to the cruiser, on how you can utilize it and how you can enjoy getting on the water with family and friends, which is, to me, it's just priceless options or priceless times that you're with family and friends on the water.
Oh, God. Yes, it is. And, I mean, that's where a show like this can be a lot of fun. And, you know, we're right in our, you know, backyard here in Rosemont, here at the Donald E. Stavins Convention Center. But, I mean, when you think about it, you know, you've got the Discover Boating Beach Club. You've got Monterey Boats. You've got the South Bay Pontoons. You've got Cobalt Boats. You've got just, I mean, a Chris Craft Corp, Smoker. I mean, I can go on with those. I don't want to give everybody's name because I probably will take 3 weeks to get through everybody's name. But, I mean, this is where you people that come to the show can see the different size, different boats, different things. And if you play it right, yeah, okay, you're saying, you know, parking only at the Donald Stevens Convention Center is like $15, okay? Downtown it was $25, and you're going, whoa, that's a $10 savings. That's right. But, you know, maybe you walk around the show, check out a few things, and then you stop over at that entertainment district, and you can get your parking validated. We have a little dinner, have a couple of cocktails. I mean, oh, soda pops, of course. you know. You know, save yourself a couple of bucks by doing that. I mean, this is a lot of fun. This is, and it's the first one of the year, and I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, and we have a lot of entertainment for people as well on site, too. You know, if you take a look at the Discover Boating Beach Club, you know, there's so many activities in there, including the tasting of Chicago. There's different Bon Appetit flavors that you can try that represent Chicago. We have games. We have, you know, golf simulator. But we also have other things on there for people and kids. You know, we have the Paddle Fest pool where people can get on a stand-up paddleboard or a kayak. We have the bumper boats for kids, you know, 2 to 12 that can get on the water and have a fun time for it. You know, it's just endless. You know, the trout pond, everybody remembers attending the first boat show, catching your first fish at the at a boat show at the Huck Finn Trout Pond. There's just so many entertainment out there. You know, you think of some of the people that purchased their first boat and they want to get some questions answered. We bring in technicians that will come in and answer your questions at the Fred's Shed. It's just a great DIY. You have some cutouts there. You have some mechanical, you know, the outboard engines out there for people to take a look at and be able to ask questions with it. So just a lot of fun. You know, this year we're going to have the first annual bags tournament. You know, visit ChicagoBoatShow.com, enter to win the tournament. Winner of the tournament will get a prize package from Paddle North. So there's just so much things, like you say, outside of just if you want to look at a boat, obviously the boats are the stars of the show. But there's other things for people to do. It's a great way to spend a day. I mean, people do spend the whole day at the show because there's so much entertainment and interactive activations on site.
Well, but you mentioned something that you don't think about. It's a great show to drag the family to because they can do stuff. They can touch, see, get in a boat, do that, do this, go a little bit of fishing. I mean, 1 year I had that Huck Finn fishing pond in front of my booth, and the next day I came back with a 15-foot-long cane pole, and when the crowds were a little bit on a low side, I was catching trout. The guy running the event. That's where I became good friends with the guy running that event.
Yes.
But this is such a cool
thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Yeah, and for, I was just going to say, you know, people, you know, the dates of January through the 12th,
mm-hmm.
I'd recommend people going to, you know, ChicagoBoatShow.com. You can, it gives you a map on how to get to the show. Everything that you can see and anticipate seeing at the show. You can purchase your ticket before you get there, and it saves you $2. There's a $2 discount if you buy it online.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a great way to shop, see everything that's related to, again, Discover Boating.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing to talk about is if you are looking at buying a new boat, it is the best place to buy the new boat. All the factories have their factory incentives to purchase a boat. It's a great way to buy it, make sure it's ready for the open water.
Mm-hmm.
You can compare models to each other, makes to each other, you know, whether you're looking at different brands, you can see them side by side and really make a decision on what is best for you and your family.
Yeah.
My recommendation is, you know, visit ChicagoBoatShow.com and
mm-hmm.
come and discover boating, because that's what everybody's talking about.
Okay, and it's from 2 to 8 on that opening day on the 8th. On Thursday, the 9th, it's from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. On Friday, it's 11 at 9. On Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So you can't say, I can't find the time. There's plenty of time to go there and enjoy the show. Well, Darren, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning and talking about the Chicago Boat Show.
Yeah, thank you, Chauncey. Thank you for having me on it. And I know that we both, you know, talking before this show, we're just so excited about it. We're so excited about, you know, starting to think of spring. You know, it's not that far away when you start, you know, counting the days away from it. But it is a great way in January to start thinking of spring when you see all of the boats.
It is.
And how they're on display.
Cool. Well, once again, everybody, come on down to the boat show, January 8th to the 12th. That's next weekend. That's not this weekend. That's next weekend. We're doing this weekend so you can plan your week so you can get out there next weekend. So it's the 8th to the 12th, Donnelly Stevens Convention Center. Go to the ChicagoBoatShow.com. Get your discount tickets. Get everything lined up and come on out. Actually, I'm going to probably get down there on that opening day of Wednesday. I want to see everything. I'm pretty excited about it.
I look forward to seeing you at the show, Chauncey.
Cool. You're listening to Chauncey, everybody, on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Come discover what's new at the Discover Boating Chicago Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. From our new home at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, explore hundreds of boats. Cruisers, deck boats, pontoons, fishing boats, wake boats, personal watercraft, to the latest gear and tech. Bring your whole crew for a day of boating vibes and summer chill. With more boats and brands and unbeatable deals, there's no better place to discover boating at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, happening now through Sunday. ChicagoBoatShow.com.
It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with 5 fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hello, fishermen. This is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. I will be at my booth 507 at the Tinley Park Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo. It runs January 10th through the 12th at the Tinley Park Convention Center. For you to sign up for your next salmon fishing adventure, catch those spring coho, summer kings, steelhead, and fall massive trout. For more information, please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741 or go to my website at diamondghostcharters.com.
Charles, Illinois, January 17th through the 19th. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out at the stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the really big ones. Lodges that specialize in muskie fishing, fishing boats, free parking, and more. For more information and ticket specials, go to muskieexpo.com and stop by and see me. I'll be at the show. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
Gone fishing. Not today, boy. Woo, baby. I mean, we're talking wind chills are one below O'Hara Field, three below at Midway. I think Ottawa was six below zero. I mean, as I would tell my daughters when they were younger, there are cold widow bunnies in the woods today. They're just trying to keep their little tails tucked under because it's cold out there. And I do mean it is cold out there. Couple of things here. Once again, it's sports show season. You know, we should make up a Christmas song about sports show season. But really, you know, once again, the Chicago Boat Show from January 8th to the 12th at the Donnelly Stevens Convention Center. The Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo at the Tinley Park Convention Center. Waterworks has got a really nice boot there. You want to check that one out. They've got the latest brands out there, the latest models, I should say, with Lunds and Lowe's. I mean, you can, and trust me, you will get a better deal at Waterworks Marine than anywhere else. Muskie Expo, the 17th to the 19th. It's a fun show. It's just a fun show. I mean, there's nothing little there. All the lures are big. All the rods are big. It's just, I love it. It's a good time. And, you know, they got some food there. You could have a soda pop, wink, wink, and enjoy the day. So that's a great time there. But here's an interesting thing. It's going on the same weekend as the Muskie Show, but this is up in Wisconsin. So, you know, if you're in Illinois, stick around here. Well, you could go to Wisconsin for the one day of the weekend and go to the Muskie Show the next day. That'd be fine to do. But the Wisconsin DNR is hosting a free fishing weekend, January 18th and 19th. It's to share the fun of winter fishing. During free fishing weekend, anglers of all ages can wet a line in Wisconsin waters, opening up to all kinds of opportunities. You don't need a license, trout stamp, salmon stamp, or anything like that. But, you know, you can go out and enjoy fishing. If you don't have any ice fishing gear, you need to go on to the Wisconsin DNR website, click on free fishing weekend, you know, January 18th to 19th. And there's a little attach where, you know, tackle loaner sites. Click on that. It's about the fifth or sixth paragraph down. And boom, it'll show you different sites where you can reserve a rod, a reel, or whatever. Or just go out and, you know, meet some people out there. Ice fishermen are the neatest people. I almost said they're the coolest people. No, they're the warmest people because they're all bundled up. But they're out there and having a great time, and they're always willing to show somebody. And they'll let you or the kid or somebody reel in a fish. So they'll have fun. But if you're going to do that, remember, dress in layers. Water resistant is important. Waterproof boots, not my hiking boots. Waterproof boots have some kind of creepers on the bottom, whether there's spikes in the boots or something you put over the boot. Got to have that. Extra hats and gloves because your hands are going to get wet. Trust me, they're going to get wet. Rescue throw rope, ice claws. That's if something happened and you pull yourself out of the water, so you can do that. So please, please, please be careful when you're out there. Those are all important. The Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue and Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Aiden says, Papa, we had fun New Year's Eve at the house with everybody. Dad and I went out when we came back home to Benton Harbor and checked out the steelhead are doing okay to good for some guys in the St. Joe River. Walleye are only fair. We took a ride down to the fishing pier, and there is no way in, because there's no way in bejesus. I think that's what he's trying to say. No way in bejesus that I'm going out on that pier. The waves, the wind, the ice, it looked cool, but it looked really dangerous. Thanks for the fishing lures, by the way, I took out of your tackle box. I forgot to tell you. Thank you, Aiden. and we'll see you soon. Love, your fishing pro in training and hockey star, Aiden. That's my grandson, Aiden, from West Michigan, giving me the West Michigan update. You know, can't go wrong with that. You know, really around here, it's perch season. And with the cold and rain, it's going to be interesting, but it's going to get better. You know, let things ice up in the ponds and the lakes around here in Illinois. Southern Wisconsin, I know they're fishing in on the Madison and several other lakes there. Perch are decent in some of the Wisconsin lakes. They're also getting some bluegill are really good. And you're sticking probably anywhere between, I would have to say, weed edges and 6 to 12 feet of water. Those are the places you wanted. I would definitely be trying and definitely have some fun doing all of that out there. We're also seeing, there's tons of little notes here. Boaters that were going out found it a little bit rough out on Lake Michigan. I would not go out there today. But and if you're going to be launching a boat, always have a bag of, you know, kitty litter or sand or, you know, ice melt that's biodegradably good for the water. Use that because those boat ramps are going to get really slick. And when they're slick, that means you're going to be sitting on your butt if you're not watching it or holding on to something when you're walking around those ramp areas. Please, please, please be careful. I know perch are getting them out in about 50 feet of water outside of Gary Light right now, and that's a good sign. Whoa, and we're hearing the flute. Well, that means we're coming to the end of the show, which means I have to have my Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend Apen Sui Majawat. He says, with this weekend snow coming, Mother Nature will be laying a blanket of white over herself to rest and prepare herself for the coming of spring when the circle of life begins anew. Mother Nature will be laying a blanket of white over herself to rest and prepare herself for the coming of spring when the circle of life begins anew. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching, and the sports shows we're going to. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week, everybody, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.